Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
I asked him about this dark attachment. He straight up said, like, it removed a piece of me, or, like, this is where it gets a little strange. He said he thinks it could be a galactic attachment.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yep. Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is theconfessionals@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's theconfessionals@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Welcome to another members episode. We have Shane coming on the show today, and Shane is going to talk to us about how he started his life on a spiritual journey that led him going into spirit board sessions, making communications with other spirits, and finding a liking for a very particular spirit that became his spirit guide. Very friendly, kind, enlightening spirit. And then at some point, things changed and he started having demonic oppression in his life, and it all accumulated to the point where he started having these marks on his body when he was waking up, just like people who have been abducted have claimed to have had on their bodies. Things started getting very serious for him, and he talks about how it all ended on today's show. So let's get to Shane right now. All right, today we got Shane, man. Shane, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. How are you, man?
Doing good. Hey, we're here and we're talking, and that's a great thing, you know? It was a struggle. Technology sometimes can be a pain in the butt, but we got it, man. So, Shane, man, you and I are not too far from each other for now. I'm in PA, you're in PA, not far from each other. But I am moving. And so, in all honesty, Shane, I'll let you know straight up, there's a chance that I get a text message saying I either got a house or didn't get a house in Tennessee while we're doing the interview. So
I hope you get it, man. I hope you get it.
Me too, because the Merkel tribe needs a place to live. So
we already, hey man, PA ain't that bad.
No, but I mean, we already sold our house, so we gotta figure something out here now. So, anyways, listen, you have these paranormal experiences in your life. We're gonna start off in your earlier years and how things kind of unfolded for you leading up to the spirit board, which is what you emailed me about and kind of laid out the process there. So let's just hand it over to you and let you start sharing with us these experiences and what got you to the point of the spirit board.
Right. So yeah, I've been experiencing like crazy paranormal stuff all my life. And I got so many stories I could tell you. Like, I actually was born in Gettysburg and grew up around there. And just, I don't know, all my life I've been going through like crazy stuff. Like, I got a Mothman story that has nothing to do with Mothman.
Really?
That sounds weird. Yeah. I got, you know, invisible entities in my room, and just, you know, I grew up in haunted houses and stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of crazy stuff. But yeah, so like, I don't know, I view my life as like a puzzle. Like, I don't have the full picture, but every once in a while I'll get a piece of the puzzle, and everything's connected. And like, I'll give you a perfect example of that. When I was around 4 years old, my older sister came home with this book, and she opened it up, and there was this picture of this, it was essentially an old hag, like, exactly. It was a hooded woman and stuff like that. And that picture just like struck me like so much. And like, I can remember dreams I had, you know, 3-4 years old, and this like triggered like probably at least the second vivid dream I ever had. And during this dream, I was in this cave, and it had this like mystical purple glow to it. And I was there with that old woman, and she had this big cauldron in front of her, and out of the cauldron, this weird green glowing version of myself came out, and I had to essentially defeat that version of myself. And when I did, I woke up. But cut to actually a couple months ago in October.
Can I ask you a question before you go any further?
Yeah, what's up?
What you just talked about, I'm working on some story, a whole new podcast, let's put it that way. And I just need to ask you, do you remember waking up from that dream?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. So you're sure it was a dream?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a dream.
Okay. All right.
But it stuck with me my entire life. Like, I still remember it to this day. But yeah, cut to a couple months ago. So this dream I had when I was like 3 or 4 years old, and it started from that book my sister brought home one day. And so a couple months ago in October, me and my sister were just talking about books from our childhood. And I knew she probably wouldn't remember that book, but I brought it up to her and told her about the dream. And, you know, we talked about that for a little bit. And the next day I was with my brother, and me and him started talking about all different kinds of stuff, like Big Bang Theory, just like, you know, all different kinds of stuff. And eventually we got on the subject of rocks and minerals. And he asked me if I ever heard about this place where people dip stuff into the water and it petrifies it in the rock. Like, people dip like teddy bears and bicycles, and the water will petrify things in the rock. And later that night, you know, after I talked to my brother and stuff, I kept thinking about that book and that dream I had, and the name Mother Shipton popped into my head. And I look up the name, and sure enough, it was a woman from the 1400s in I think the place was called Knapsborough, England. And she was essentially like a prophet and a healer and stuff. And so I'm looking her up, right? And she apparently lived in a cave where they had this well where it has petrifying water. So the dream I had all those years ago came up 25, 30 years later. You know what I mean? It played a role in my life. All that stuff connected. That's what I mean. Like, you know, everything's connected, you know, no matter how many years apart. And so anyway, you know, when I was younger, I didn't really realize like the abilities I had and the stuff I was doing when I was a kid. But like, my first like major psychic experience, like, was actually a pretty funny story. Like, it was Christmas Eve, and I was arguing with my older brother about, you know, I kept saying how Santa wasn't real, and he kept trying to tell me it was. And I think he was just trying to keep the magic alive for me or whatever. And even back then, I was like, don't insult my intelligence. You know what I mean? But, So I was like, you know, I'm going to test and find out if he is real. So later that night when I was going to bed, I started trying to think of the craziest toy I could think of. And what I came up with, it was, not a remote control car, a remote control motorcycle, and a yellow one. And when I got up, I went under that tree, and guess what I found? Yup, I found that same exact toy. Wow. And, you know, I believed in Santa until I was like 25.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. But you can imagine, I was like, oh my God, she is real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to sit there and to visualize that, just to test if Santa was real, and actually getting the gift you thought of in your head, you know, that's pretty crazy. But I consider that my first like major psychic experience, but I didn't realize it when I was a kid. So, you know, as time went on, I started learning a little more about, you know, what I was capable of and stuff like that. And during my teenage years, I really got into like reading and researching stuff. Like when I got access to like books and internet, I just took off like a rocket and just started learning everything I possibly could. And around that time period, I really had a disdain for the stuff going on around me, like the world in general. Like everything seemed fake and plastic and dumbed down and unreal. So like I always had this like desire to just reach out to something higher. Like, and honestly, I felt embarrassed for the human race. Like I kept thinking, like, I can't imagine what an intelligent race of beings would think coming to Earth. Like, and you know what I mean? Like, so anyway, but, before I get into my story here, I just want people to know, like, all cultures around the world, no matter what time period, no matter where on Earth, they all came to the same conclusion about the spirit world. Like, they all believed in spirits and the spirit world, and they all believed they were inhabited by good and bad beings. And, you know, that should tell people something. So anyway, this all happened a few years ago. I was trying to think of a way I could make contact and reach out, you know, to something higher. So what I decided to do was make and design a spirit board and then use a pendulum to start communication that way. And I didn't know if it would work or not, but, you know, I knew there was risk involved, but I was willing to take the chance, put it that way. So I started doing that, and I would practice that for a while, and I would go over every letter and just practice for hours and hours, because I wanted to make sure I wanted to be absolutely sure that I was not fooling myself and that I was actually in contact with something. And eventually I believe I did. And my first goal was to contact a spirit guide. And over time I contacted something, put it that way. And it gets a little tricky as my story goes on.
Let me ask you before you go any further, what was it like? Why did you want to, what your first goal being contacting a spirit guide, what brought you to that kind of conclusion of a goal? Was it something that like, you had heard somewhere before or what?
I mean, kind of, I knew, I know plenty of stuff about psychics and mediums and stuff like that. I really needed to have contact with the spirit world, and I knew a spirit guide could connect me to that and everything involving that world. And a lot of times you'll hear mediums say they got a gatekeeper spirit, which I had myself with this spirit, which is like you use your spirit guide to contact other spirits for you. So I would use the spirit guide to contact deceased family members and stuff like that. And I just really had a desire to connect with something higher than what's on this earth, basically.
Okay.
So that's probably why. But like I said, I did connect with something, and during this time period of my life, it was amazing. But like I said, I started doing this like all throughout my free time. I would use the board and communicate, and this spirit became my teacher and started teaching me all this stuff. And eventually I got to a point where the board, I got a message on the board saying that, or actually let me back up a little bit. I booked an appointment with this local psychic just to kind
of
give, you know,
this was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.